Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is TB, and we've got a great show for you tonight. We are going to talk about part two about cults, but this time we're going to talk about the religious aspects of cults and their cult-like similarities. So look forward to that. We've got a lot of great show for you tonight, so without further ado, George, roll that beautiful bean footage.
Welcome to TB and the Boys with Crystal, TB Booker, George, Bucky Boy, Homie, Roger Hawkins, and Mimi Acosta. Coming live and direct from YouTube, Facebook, iHeartRadio, Blog Talk Radio, and Apple Podcasts, bringing you hot topics, interviews, live entertainment, and fun every Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central. And now, prepare to get charged up with a whole lot of fun from TB and the
Hey, 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 everybody, and welcome to TV and the Boys. I'm TV, your hostess with the mostest, and we got Diff Fabulous, Ms. Mimi Acosta. What's up, Mimi? Welcome, welcome.
What's up, what's up? I am here, being an acoustic guitar again. We got to stick my name. But, yeah.
Oh. All right.
It's coming. Don't worry about it. It's coming. Get over it.
And the incomparable, the talented, Mr. Roger Fitness himself, talking.
What's up? Making my titties jump. What's going on? What's up, everybody?
Do it again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be a hater.
And
I won't be that way, not all my life.
And revving it up tonight and every Wednesday night, the revable, the roomable, Mr. Biker Boy, Boom Boom, Coleman.
Okay.
What's up? Let's see who we got. We got
Blue Money has joined us tonight.
Hello, everyone.
What's up, baby?
What's up, man? What's going on? What's the good word?
What's up, Blue Money? How are you?
But hey, Blue Money.
Right.
I'm not sure
you're
what
right,
any
right.
Blue Money.
Hey, you know,
we're about to get him on here. We're about to get his music up on here. And, yeah, we're about to do some things in a second. That's my new artist, y'all. That's my A artist.
Oh.
Blue Money.
Well, okay.
All right, we got a lot to cover tonight, and not a lot of time to cover. So much has happened. First of all, our condolences and our prayers go to the family of the young man who was gunned down by the police. Yet another young black man gone, where he had his whole life ahead of him. Not much has been released as far as what happened, how it happened, why it happened, but our condolences go out to this young man and his family, for sure. Also, our prayers and condolences go out to the victims of the 4th of July shooting in Illinois. So I'm still in shock that whole thing happened. And the fact that this guy is sitting in jail and not shot himself, which shows, once again, white privilege. Yeah, I said it. White privilege. Plain and simple. What are you guys' thoughts on that?
It's crazy, like, again, it just shows they are, quote-unquote, properly trained, but it's a choice of when we're going to use it. Not to mention, I mean, sorry, guys, it's an exclusive club, depending on, you know, how you look, depends on how you treat it. So obviously you get a gentleman. Look, I don't think shit, 90 shots weren't fired in all of Desert Storm, was it? Damn, like into one person? And then you've got, you know, this kid shooting from the top. And also shooting, you know, he hit out, you know that they're trained to look for these kind of things, which means, I say it time and time again, there was more involvement than just the individual who was doing the shooting. People knew what was going to happen. They knew the when, where, why. I mean, again, it's not a coincidence. So that being said, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, one person gets walked in. You know, they let him drive his minivan for a little bit before they caught him, and then probably stopped at Burger King or some shit on the way to jail. Whereas another young man, obviously, will never go home, and they just felt the need. This kid was small, but they felt the need to just dump on him. You know, like that kind of thing. It's going way back to the whole white people are terrified that they are becoming the minority. This goes back to current recent reversals and decisions and legislation. I mean, all of this is very much correlated. Don't think it's not. None of it's happenstance. I saw some really interesting videos from, you know, older people that actually discussed the fact that they know what's happening to them and they're going to do whatever it takes to reverse that. An interesting fact, supposedly 60% of all aborted fetuses in the past few years have been white. So how do you keep your respective group, you know, alive and well? You stop the ability to terminate. See, this shit gets way deeper, and then you give someone else a just cause to get out there and help eliminate other groups. And here we are in 2022. This is exactly what's going on. And so, I think it's going to continue to happen until something major, some dramatic cause and effect occurs, and unfortunately I don't think it's going to be good, but I think it will take something like that to kind of put the kibosh on this. So yeah, you know, scary times ahead, really. Scarier.
No, it's really bad. Like, I still have that little girl in my head, that little 16-year-old. First of all, the mother that was raped at 16, and then her 16-year-old daughter is taken from the mother, sent with the father, and then the father rapes her. Like, the cycle is vicious, man. You know what I'm saying? You basically damn near killed somebody twice. Like, people don't understand how close to death that is. Like, you know, we are like walking mummies. Like, this shit is really, really real. And every time it happens to somebody and there's no control over it, that shit pisses me off even more and more. Like, you know, where's the voice? Where's the end to this bullshit? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It hurts. Well, I'm sure. On that note,
we could definitely use a drink. So, George, pull up those drink specials.
Get her going early.
It's Mimi's drink special. Mimi, let her know what you're sipping on.
So you guys know I'm over here killing it with my kilos. I still got the whole bottle, honey. Yep. Got me another one.
Is that the same or is it a new bottle?
It's a new one, but I cracked it tonight. So that don't end. See what I'm saying? It don't end. So see, I got my coconut rum, coconut vodka. Let me correct myself. Coconut vodka with Sprite. That's what I'm sipping on. So y'all tell me what y'all sipping on. Roger, where you going to? Roger going to get his drink.
Right.
Girl, you know me too well. You know me too well.
He was like, ooh, I forgot my drink.
I was like, oh, shit, already?
You know, don't you feel naked? You should feel naked when you get on the mic and you got your drink next to you.
Right. Like I said, I usually have a drink in my hand when I am naked.
I know my sister over there.
While we waiting on you.
Yes, let's go
around. While we waiting on you.
Wait, ladies first. Wait a minute, you got Coke, but you got something else on the side. Hold on. CD, what you got over there?
I have mango Smirnoff Ice.
Nice. Go ahead with the mango Smirnoff Ice. Okay, George, bring it. What you got with that Coke?
Yep, so I got the ever so faded Coke. But I just went ghetto fabulous tonight.
Uh-oh.
With the whole Amsterdam vodka.
That's okay. At least it's a drink. It's a better than nothing. And what you got over there, Rod? Because I know you got something.
I kind of went old school fancy on you. You know, I had to get my cube maker, so I make my ice balls to put into my my little glass, and then I'm going old school screwdriver, but I had to brag on my children. I got to use my Father's Day liquor holder. I got a bunch of these. I'm delicious with it, girl. So anyway,
I like
my children
that.
Know me well.
I like that.
Yeah, my children know me well. So anyway, old school screwdriver, baby.
Let's go. That's how we do it. Well, guys, nice. Cheers, okay? Cheers for life, okay? Another week we are here because from day to day, we just never know, you know, what the Lord can do, you know what I'm saying? We could get snatched up in 2 seconds, so it's good to see you guys. And let's
you
gotta
know
it.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Pinkies
let's
up,
go.
Man. Pinkies up.
Cheers.
Yeah.
All right.
You gotta do it. For sure.
Oh yeah. All right. Roger, have you fitness tips for us this week?
Actually, I'm going to shift it up just a tad bit. I want to say two things, you know, since we're talking, you know, physicality. I can't forget to shout out my man Poppin' Taco, who passed away of breaking fame. So that's Shabadoo and Poppin' Taco this year. So it's rough out there. You know,
what?
These guys literally, you know, they took what's called popping or breaking to a whole nother level. I mean, again, he was the light-skinned, long-haired, you know, Latino cutie that all the girls used to love on. But, you know, he really did his thing. I mean, this guy, Corey, you know, worked with Michael Jackson, all kinds of other people. Again, the dude was a real pioneer. Good guy. So passed away last week. So RIP to that man. You know, obviously lots of energy, athleticism, so I'm throwing it out there. But I'm not going to really get into workout today. I want to take a moment to reach out to everybody and say, listen, I don't know if you guys know Brittany Griner. Still in Russia, still in jail, still in prison. This young lady has been set up, and she's now being utilized as a pawn, which this is nothing new to either of our countries or, you know, anyone in the world for that matter, but I think it hits home a little more because it's probably the first time in American history that we can think of that like a quadruple minority. She's, you know, she's a black, lesbian, female athlete. And so she, and to make things worse, they knew about this a long time ago. I promise you, once again, this is not coincidental. She played in the WNBA offseason for the country of Russia. She played on their, you know, national basketball squad. So they've been setting this up a long time. And now this young lady, she's afraid she may never come home or at the very least get 10 years for some bullshit, you know, fluffed up charges. Cannabis charges. Supposedly Biden has reached out to her wife and the family to try to, you know, give encouragement and things like that. But we all know when people go, hey, we're doing our very best, we're doing all that we can do, also a load of shit. You're either going to do it or you're not. That's how I feel. If you want to get someone, you can. They've done it too many times. So whoever's listening, whoever's watching, no matter what city or state you're in, reach out. Reach out to your respective lawmakers, council people, legislators, whoever you need to reach out to your, you know, your mayors, your higher ups, and put some heat on the White House to get this young lady home. She didn't do anything to deserve it. She's not, you know, politically affiliated. She's not a whistleblower. She's none of the above, but she was a good bargaining chip because of how often she's over there. So, you know, as far as, you know, fitness goes, like I said, let her get back to her life as a professional athlete. That's my tip for the day. Guys, don't forget about her. Don't forget about the other people that are there as well, but this will be a great stepping stone. I think people of color, we don't tend to get involved because we tend to joke that, you know what, it's never going to be us. They don't take us. Guess what? They did. Which just goes to show how quickly the tables can turn. So, guys, do your work. Get out there. Do your due diligence. Help out. Help get this young woman home.
It's interesting that you would say that because Kodak Black has a post out there on Hollywood Unlocked here on Instagram, and he says that Donald Trump should have been in office forever because by now he would have gone and gotten Brittany Griner out of Russia already. And you know what the crazy thing? He would have been the one to do that for real.
or he would have been the one to say, I don't give a shit, execute her. See, there's two sides to every coin. And quite frankly,
yeah,
I've never really seen
him. He all about some shit, though, just because. You know what I'm saying? He got ties out there. He would have done that just to give himself clout because he liked that, you know?
You have a point. You have a point. But, again, it just proves that anything can be done and negotiated. It's just
of
a matter of making the general public believe and feel some kind of way.
First of all,
you know,
that wasn't that serious.
Yeah,
it wasn't that serious.
What,
you know what I'm saying?
But, you know what, though? This is, in my opinion, I think this has got a lot to do with the whole oil talks and all that stuff going on. You know, it's too many coincidental things going on at the same time. And I think that's got a lot to do with it.
Right.
Now they feel like they got a bargaining chip.
Yeah.
Right. That's right. So
part.
Who are you going to help? Right. Who are you going to help? Whose side are you going to be on? Exactly.
Right.
You know, I think we're all in agreement that it's more to it than just, oh, she happened to have cannabis. Do you know how much other stuff comes across the border that they can catch and don't?
Man, come on,
and you
man.
Think
of course.
Oil, why would an intent to distribute? I mean, they literally have a charge for anything that they can pull out of their pocket at any moment. Any moment it can be pulled out. Intent to distribute.
Hell yeah, you go out to that damn machine and you pull some lint out their pocket, you're in trouble. Like, what's
right,
this?
You know how many times I've been stopped because fucking hand lotion gives off the same signal as a damn bomb. Y'all know that as C4 and all that bullshit at going through TSA, they can do anything they want. I'm just saying it's not fair. But she was readily available, and so they're going to use her, and that happens over and over and over again.
I'm surprised that the LGBTQ community worldwide has not gone ballistic over this.
Me too. Really, I agree, and I don't. Maybe they are. Maybe we just don't know about it. But me too.
Yeah. I'm really surprised. I thought I would have. I thought I would have heard something big news, something happening.
Or they could be. They could be kind of keeping them, suppressed a little bit so that they're not getting video coverage and things like that. I'm pretty sure that there are letters and calls and things happening, but if the giants in media don't put you on the airwaves, guess what? Nobody sees or hears you. So I don't think they're not doing anything. I think you and I agree that we expected more of an explosive response throughout media. But if the giants and the media moguls are saying, no, we don't want that type of publicity, guess what? You're not going to see it. Doesn't mean it's not happening.
Right.
It just means
we're
not seeing it. Which goes to show how powerful media and propaganda really, really is. It runs the whole world, which is why people believe some things they believe and hate some people that they hate. It's that easy to brainwash and program a person. It really is. Sad but true. But, keep her in your thoughts. Keep her in your thoughts.
Yep.
I bet there won't be another American on that team for shit ever for the next 50 years. Yeah, you can draft me and give him $2 million. No, I'm not playing for Russia. Hell no.
You're going to see a decline in overseas travel in a minute. People are going to be like, you know what? We ain't got to go over there. And anywhere where you got to use a passport.
If people don't feel safe, agreed. You can be picked up anywhere.
I think
we're kind of all trying to keep it close to home. As much as I love to travel, and not that. Again, I can go back to the old joke. I seriously doubt that I'm any kind of a bargaining chip. But, I don't want to be around when they try to take someone who is. So that being said, I think a lot of us are trying to keep it close to home.
Roger, you're going to walk through there looking like a sports guy with your hat on, your GQ stuff, and they're going to be like,
we need
to pull him over. We need to check them bags. Where are they
Grab
at?
That one.
They're going to do that. They're going to do that just because they think I got a warrant. They ain't going to have to do with anything else. He's probably got one. Let's just go. Let's check him anyway. At the moment, I don't
Not
think I
idea,
do.
Actually.
So there. I'm proud of me.
You got to check before you travel again.
Keep
up.
I've got some interesting luck through the airport, so. I won't knock that hustle. I've gotten away with way more than someone who looks like I do should have gotten away with.
Okay,
so
let's not talk no more. Stevie, go ahead with the rest of the show.
I'm not bumping.
Right. He's incriminating himself.
It would just be your luck every time you go to travel.
It don't matter. They already know. They already know. Y'all more scared than I am.
Please depend.
I ain't been no pack mule, you idiots.
We need you to make the show next week.
You see what he, first of all, you see what his t-shirt say? Why he over there sticking out his chest?
Run.
Nice.
Run, baby.
Nah.
Run.
Nah, hell no. Walk slowly, because they can't catch me, so they're going to start shooting. Now I'm right here, Doug. I'm staying right here. I'm cool.
You better change the tone of that t-shirt.
Nah, I ain't got shit to worry about in that respect.
No, you don't.
I'm legal for once.
Hello?
Hey. Sorry, anyway. That's what's going on with us here. That was poorly timed. What the hell was that about? I got a question for y'all. Since we were talking about Brittany, why do you guys think? Because a buddy of mine and I were discussing this, because he was discussing it with his girlfriend, so I won't take all the credit. Why do you guys think? And do you think? Obviously, I know the answer. Women should be paid the same in sports, and why do you think women are not? Because we were talking about this, like, with the whole Britney thing, and then we got to talking about UFC, we got to talking about track and field, blah, 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 blah. So the first question, obviously, do you think women should be paid equally? I'm sure it's yes. And then there's a whole why factor. And why do you think women are not? I won't say why do you think they should, but why? Why aren't they?
I actually got a civil reason, a really civil reason. I think that it's because, and I don't know, I haven't researched it, so this is just off the top of my head, but you're going to make me research it. But I think it's because, I think it's an attendance difference. What do you pay attention to? Meaning how much attention does it get? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look at the sports and the male sports versus the female sports. I'm not saying that a female sport is any less or any less difficult than the male sports, but it's just what attention do they get? The biggest bulk of attention goes to male sports generally. The NBA, the biggest bulk of attention goes to that,
right.
Versus the WMA. You know what I mean? I think the attendance is the difference, because how much money it brings in versus how much money goes out when they pay. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
No, none of that means anything. The reason why women are paid less is because they're not valued as much as men. And that is the gospel truth. Look at it. Women have always been paid less than men, period, because women are not valued. Look how quickly and easily they stripped our right to decide what we want to do with our bodies. Our own bodies, we don't have that right anymore. By the reversal of Roe versus Wade, they stripped women of their rights because they don't value us. All we are baby makers. That's it to them, to all these men who are sitting up in the legislative meetings or doing whatever they're doing, or those Supreme Court justices who are majority men. They don't value women, period. They don't think a woman has the brains to choose. They didn't think that a woman could run the country, which is why Hillary lost, for the main reason, because they didn't feel that they were ready for a woman to be voted as president. They're not ready for that because men do not value women. They don't. They think we overreact. They think we're always on our period. They think we don't have a brain, like we're all airheads without a lick of sense in our head. Men devalue women. They always have, because how have we been taught? The man leads. The man is the head of the household. The man makes decisions. Think about it. In the 50s or 60s, the women didn't even have their own banking accounts. Their men
the husbands delve out the money for whatever they could spend. So they'd give them an allowance each month, and they had to stick to that allowance to buy the groceries, buy the kids what they needed. If they wanted to buy a new hat for themselves, they had to get permission to do all of that. Because a woman was devalued back then, and they still are. We still are devalued, period. That's why WNBA doesn't get the attention, because they don't think of women as anything. They don't, pardon my French, but they don't give a shit. They don't. It's a man's world.
So,
it still is. It is a man's world.
So
you may have women in charge. You may have women as CEOs. But at the end of the day, it's still a fucking man's world. That's why the world is so fucked up. Period.
Let's put it this way. So maybe some of that might be the reason that they don't have what it takes for them to pay that income. But let me throw a couple stats at you right quick. The average attendance a WNBA game is about 3,000. The average attendance to an NBA game is about 18,000.
I'm going to agree with
now,
both of y'all.
Hold on, Roger. Maybe that attendance is because of what you're saying.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Maybe that attendance level is because of what you're saying. But I think the pay scale and the reason they don't make as much money is affected by that because of the attendance level. They don't make as much money. Like, the organizations don't make as much money. There's a huge difference between 3,000 and 18,000. That's 15,000.
Yeah, anyone who puts
which is
money,
which is several million dollars. If you figure average game, how many games they play a year? You know? So there's a huge dollar factor in that part. But maybe that attendance difference is because of what you're saying. So you may be right in that aspect as of what you're saying. But when it comes to the dollar figure, that comes from the attendance. It doesn't generate as much money.
And you have to understand, women's sports are way behind when it comes to men's. Men were in the first Olympics all the way to now. Women have just gotten the right and availability and financing and the okay to compete in sports in the past 40 years. So you got 2,000 years behind. So everything every one of us is saying, 100% true. Now, CV, you say it's a man's world. You're 1,000% right. It is. And you spoke about the whole back in the day when women didn't work and things like that. The family dynamic was different. The man was the breadwinner. The woman was in charge of obviously taking care of the household. Now, you want to know how to correct this. It has nothing to do with what we like or don't like. The only way to correct it is to somehow get female ownership that's willing to pay their respective athletes the same amount. And quite frankly, that's a long way away in terms of sponsorship dollars, in terms of enough money to do that. There is no female LeBron. There is no female – I mean, there is. I'm not going to say there isn't, but what I mean by that is, you know, whoever – you know, back when Cheryl was playing Swoops, back when Lisa Leslie was playing, when these ladies brought the WNBA out of infancy, they were the respective Shaqs and LeBrons and Kobes of the game, but it was still in its infancy. So it's difficult. It's just like old UFC fighters didn't get paid what the UFC fighters get paid now. It sucks. Old hip-hop artists look at these guys now that suck, but they're making millions because of all of the different vehicles that they have to market. It's not always fair. And so I think I have to agree with everyone as a conglomerate. I think we're hitting on pretty much the same thing. George is right. You are right. And then I think I also have something when it comes to how to generate that money. It's not, but the one thing about it, these are still, believe it or not, these are still games. As much as we don't like to think of, these are games that people get paid a shit ton of money to be good at, games. So it doesn't have to be fair. It just doesn't. I was just curious to know, like, you know, what the thought process was on it, and if we thought.
Of course, and look,
you know.
Let me just say this: if that arena is not filled, they're not going to get the type of money that the guys get. And really and truly, everything is marketing. It starts at the executive level. If the women are not being marketed like the men are being marketed, that's a problem. You know, and are the women marketing themselves as well? Are they getting endorsements like the men are getting endorsements? You know, who is the person to be aggressive to go out and get these females deals as far as, you know, Nike and all these different, you know what I'm saying, sponsors?
Right.
You know, it has a lot to do with it.
And you know what? You know the women's force that get those.
Let me say this. It doesn't have anything to do with the women themselves. It has to do with the top, the executives, you know what I'm saying, endorsements, sponsors.
Who's coming to save you money? And guess what? Think about this. Because like when you touch on the endorsements, you know, and look at all the people and, you know, famous athletes that have endorsements. Really, the biggest endorsements you see for women come from tennis.
And I hope that we don't get backlash for this, but I am going to say, because I must say, if women basketball players, right, were more on the girly side than they are on the male side, because most of them, as we know, you know, if they're not gay, they're lesbian or whatever the case may be, whatever their sexual preference is, I think that has a lot to do with endorsements too, because if you had more females that were like girly females, you would have more freaking lipstick commercials and panty commercials and all these freaking, you know, endorsement types. But what Nike's not going to do is, look, are we going to go to whoever is the female basketball player or not, or are we going to go to LeBron when it comes to Nike? I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you who you won't see on a Wheaties box. Caitlin.
Actually, Caitlin was already on the Wheaties box. Caitlin was on the Wheaties box in 1976.
It won't be on the Wheaties box now.
But I agree with you. That's a huge divide between, you know, people's morals and people's, and she's right, sadly, but she is 100% right. They want to see, there are plenty of attractive basketball players. I'm not saying that there aren't, but plenty of attractive.
You know who you see
right now? Candace Parker. Because she's a hooper, she's a brawler, she's fine, her daughter's fine. But how many of them don't you see because they don't have all of those elements? It is what it is. Sex sells. I'll prove another point.
Right.
You want to know why female porn stars make more money than male? Because nobody gives a shit about me. They want to see what are y'all doing. It doesn't matter. It's not fair in that society, in that industry. It just is what it is. You're not going to get out there and Magic Mike them compared to the Playboy bunnies.
You can have a fan club, and I don't have a fan club in that department. And everybody, all the females are like, oh, my God, we want to see him do her.
But like you said, it's not endorsement. It's not marketing. That's something that I do, you know, respective of myself and time and, you know, energy and efforts, as opposed to what, you know, my contract stipulates. So you're right. You're 100% right. But the difference is,
and you'll have a Red Bull commercial before I do.
More than likely, yeah. Because guess what? Most male athletes or most kids are looking at athletes to try to do. Female sports is just still too new. That's not. It's an aspiration now. It wasn't an aspiration years ago to be like, I'm going to be a nurse. I'm going to be, you know, a teacher. I'm going to be a librarian. It was very few young ladies that said, I'm going to be a pilot, or I'm going to be a doctor, or I'm going to be a pro tennis player. They did it, and thank goodness they did it. But they were still the anomaly. They weren't the norm. And as it's becoming more normal, you know, you'll see it happen. Like, look, I saw a girl, the girl that was dunking.
It's all about,
like,
It's all about how it's built and how it's funded. Okay.
I mean,
we talk about NFL is the highest financially that whole world, not necessarily the players, but the amount of money generated in an NFL is astronomically out of this world compared to every other sport. But it was marketed, It was marketed and funded correctly. Now, let me give you an example. One thing that I don't know if you remember this, but we all found out at the same time, actually. But, you know, remember the NFL was a nonprofit organization all the way up to 2015.
I know, isn't that true? And people just completely went right over people's heads.
Exactly. So, I mean, it was built, you know what that, you know the old saying, build it, they will come. It was built correctly, it was marketed correctly, and it just did what it did, you know. So,
sidebar,
I mean, I think that's kind of...
Sidebar, I don't ever want to see a woman in the NFL, ever. Not being funny.
Well, you know what, one day it might be equal marketing, and maybe the women's department might just jump up, because at the end of the day, you have a lot of male athletes that are not coming out of the closet, who's not doing drunk, who's not on drugs and overdosing and killing themselves. They're out here riding fast cars and doing shit to themselves. So it's just, you know, am I just all trying to run?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's about, but I'm just talking about from the physical makeup part of it. And when I was just saying, I don't, that would be terrible to see. I would never want my daughter in the NFL. Do you know what those guys, that's like self-destruction. That's suicide.
Oh, hell no.
George just made me think about that. Well, because... Well, because you've got people, yeah, and listen, I know people back home that play. I've got buddies who coach women's teams. No, they play bone crusher, real live tackle, and, I mean, they get down. So, you know, but, again, it's just still in the infancy, but I love the fact that, listen, speaking of that leather and lace league, yes, Jesus. But anyway, I like women's football, just women's though, but I don't want to see one in the NFL. That'd be horrific. But hell yeah, they can have their own league. As long as they have they can't wear the same uniforms as we do. They got to wear what they wear in the leather and lace league.
See, and that becomes a problem. When the women feel that they want to be totally equal to the men, I have a whole problem with that, because you could never take what the men give on a field. You just can't take those kind of hits. So it's like, just stay in your lane.
Yeah, but
right
if they're only being,
you know?
If that type of hit being delivered from a man to a woman, no, that's just not,
as
far as the women's
leagues
go.
It's killing men long term. So can you imagine?
Right.
Like, that's why I'm saying we've got to draw the line somewhere. That's not even right. It's not fair. We've got to draw the line. That's why you are the givers of life and shit. We're kind of the takers in some ways, because that's like head-on car collisions. Every week, those are car crashes, man. So, anyway, that's all. I just wanted to get everybody popping on that, just because I thought the conversation took an interesting turn when my buddy and I were talking, because of the whole, there was one woman who was a fighter, very, very good. They wanted, you know, she thought she could beat men, and it didn't go so well, so we kind of went down that rabbit hole. Yeah, she was very, very good, and she was giving out some punishment in practice. Then she got to that real fight, and, well... It's just proof positive. We were created the way we were for a reason. You can carry a baby, and I can carry a whole lot of weight over my head. Let's stick with our damn jobs, like I said, because I don't want to do your job, and you don't want mine. That's it.
Right.
I can
and
push
I don't
your
wanna,
car.
I don't want to market you with a big stomach either. That shit would not be cute.
Anyway, girl, I can't wear my half tee. Y'all tripping? George can't tie his in a knot.
Oh, Lord. That's another subject for another day.
Why is your shirt in a knot? All right. I ain't fooling with y'all.
CB, what you got, baby?
These idiots.
So we'll be back after these messages. But before that, George, did you have any tips or anything? Nope. Well, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Keep your money. Thank you.
Everybody, it's me, CD. Join us every Wednesday for your midweek motivator, offering you conversation, motivation, music, laughter, and a whole lot of fun. So tune in. Let's talk. Join us as we shake things up and talk things out. CD on the board. Join us for your midweek motivation. See ya.
All right, all right, all right. And we are back.
I didn't want to put Mimi through that pain.
No.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I so appreciate you right now. I was just like, oh. How fun that was that cut.
What's your preacher say? What's your preacher say? Yeah, I know me. Some people just can't get right.
Well, don't forget, everybody, to also go to our YouTube page and like us and subscribe. Remember, the more you subscribe and get your friends to subscribe, your family to subscribe, the more we can do and the more we can bring to you, and we'll make sure that you do not miss any of our episodes of our show. So definitely go to our YouTube, like us and subscribe. Don't forget to visit us on iHeartRadio, like us and subscribe. And don't forget to visit us on Apple Podcasts, like us and subscribe. Don't forget to visit us on Google Podcasts, like us and subscribe. Just don't forget. And don't forget to check us out on Spotify, like us and subscribe. So, and above all, don't forget to go to us on Facebook, like us, subscribe, hit that thumbs up for CB and the boys. Thumbs up, everybody. And don't forget to go to our Instagram, like us, like us, like us. We want to see all these hearts. We want to see hearts lighting up for CB and the boys. So don't forget to go to our Instagram. Remember, the more you like us, the more you subscribe, the more we can do for you, the more we can bring to you, and the more fun we'll have. So definitely check us out. And don't forget to visit our website, www.cbandtheboys.org, where you can check out the latest in everything, not to mention our CB and the Boys merch. You can buy hats, you can buy mugs, pens, T-shirts, tank tops, whatever you want, we got it. CB and the Boys. But don't forget to check out our website. Buy our merch. Support, support, support. You support us, we support you, and we can definitely do more and build
just
together.
Like a bra.
At CB and the Boys merch, boy. At CB and the Boys merch on deck. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Have it.
George is on it.
Yeah. So definitely check us out, and we'll be able to bring you more. CB and the Boys, we come to you every Wednesday as your midweek motivator. So back to the show. So the only movie that's opening this week worth anything is Thor, Love and Thunder. So don't forget to check it out. There will be midnight showings tomorrow night on Thursday, and the show officially opens on Friday. So Thor, Love and Thunder, definitely check it out. From what I've seen, it's going to be awesome. So don't forget to check it out. And moving on.
You don't want that video.
Yeah, I mean, you can.
All right. Here we go.
There we go.
Kids, get to pop corner. Let me tell you the story of the space Viking, Thor Odinson. He was no ordinary man. He was a god. A after fading planet Earth for the 500th time, Thor set off on a new journey. Well, he got in shape. He went from dad bod to god bod. And after all that, he reclaimed his title. The one and only Thor. Oh, spoke too soon. Jay?
The old ex-girlfriend.
What's it been, like, 3, 4 years?
8 years, 7 months, and 6 days, give or take.
Am I, sensing feelings?
Well, you're right. The only ones who gods care about is themselves. So this is my vow. All gods shall die. As I say, that was very, very impressive what you did back there.
It's my first bad guy.
Never forget your first. You are not like the other gods to kill. You have something worth fighting for. Let's see who you are. I take off your disguise. And flick. Oh, you flick too hard, damn it!
Shall we help him? Eventually, right?
All right, and that was the trailer for Thor, starring Chris Hemsworth, Natalie Portman, Christian Bale, Taiki Watiti, Tessa Thompson, Chris's brother Luke Hemsworth, also Russell Crowe, Matt Damon, Chris Pratt, and Melissa McCarthy. So please look forward to that. Support it. Thor is going to be amazing, so don't forget to check it out. And also still playing is The Minions, The Rise of Gru, which started last week. So check them out. So for the fun for the kids and fun for the adults. Definitely check those two films out. You won't regret it. And that's CBS the movie.
The Minions, that's my jam.
Yeah, The Minions is hilarious.
But I was totally joking.
They are hilarious. They're so cute and adorable.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
You wish you had Minions at your beck and call to do your every whim. You wish you had
a Minion. You know what, the Minions look like a whole bunch of beakers.
They
I know,
are
from
loyal.
Seventh Street, they do.
You know, who Beaker is.
They are ride or die. They are loyal. They are ride or dies. They don't care if you're doing crime. They prefer you to do crime. And they will follow you into the fire. You wish you had Minions just to be there for you. Your ride or die, your Minions. That is so
not the
freaking
same.
Cool.
That is word cool. Just not the same.
No.
No, I still love, you know, Tom and Jerry and freaking Charlie Brown and
right.
All that shit.
Hey, all the cartoons that are so politically incorrect, we can't even watch them anymore. You know,
right.
Any of those things was just, oh, they were horrible, racist.
And remember the,
right?
even the non-cartoons, like the Little Rascals.
That,
yeah,
even worse.
Hello.
You know, the adult humor. Well,
they
I agree.
My favorite.
You can't get away with it.
My favorite one was
I like
that was my favorite
Little
Rascal.
That's my cartoon, the Pinky and the Brain. That's my
yeah,
give me
yeah,
Pinky
yeah.
and the Brain, I'm happy.
True that. I love Pinky and the Brain. I did.
That was the cartoon. That was the cartoon. If you're looking for
yeah,
a cartoon, that is the cartoon, Pinky and the Brain.
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt.
I was now. All right. What we got chirping today? What we got chirping? Who we going to upset today? What group can we make unhappy?
Probably the church, because we're about to go in on it. So our topic tonight is talking about churches as cults. So when you hear the word, so when you hear the word cult, what comes to mind? Now, this is part two, so think of it on the religious tip. What comes to mind?
Just about all organized religion can come to mind. Just about all.
Call it organized. I call it organized chaos.
No,
I think it's all
supposed organized religions. In other words, all of them have the ability, based on the pretty extensive definitions that you gave last week and things I read, every single one of them is just a gnat's ass away from becoming just that, just depending on how far they want to push their agenda. So that can be any and all organized religion. You know, they're all very much one in 1A, if you want my opinion, they can be. So, like I said, you pick one, you name one, I'll say yes. There isn't one that I'd be like, no, they don't do that, or they wouldn't. There's not one, because every single one has the potential, and some of them just tend to cross over and do it.
Yeah.
That's my thought. We all know them.
Anything that can move you to give up your hard-earned money, for example. Like my grandmother, God rest her soul, she would watch her pastors every Sunday, and they would beg for money every Sunday. And she would get her wallet and write out her check and put it in the mail. She would give it to me to mail for her. And I'm like, Granny, why are you doing this? She was like, well, they need it. They said they needed it. And I was like, yeah, but you worked hard for this. Why are you giving these strangers your money? And she said, because that's what you're supposed to do. And I'm like, and that really got me to thinking. I've been reflecting a lot on my childhood and things that I saw coming up, watching my grandparents do like clockwork, like tithing, for example. According to the Bible, don't ask me where, don't ask me what scripture because I don't know, but according to the Bible somewhere, you're supposed to give 10% of your earnings to the church. Now, are you guys aware of this?
Oh, I think we all are. I think we all are. Even though until you're a certain age, in black households, it's a quarter. Until you get to be old enough. How many years you had that quarter you had to take and put in the basket? But, yes, the 10% thing, I think we're all pretty much aware of, because it was ingrained and it was practiced. So, yeah, you're right.
So do you still practice it?
Hell no, I need my money.
Thank you. Mimi, what about you?
Yeah, I can't say a whole lot of nothing about church because I haven't been to church in a mighty long time. And,
I haven't either.
When I was going to church, Eddie Lund came out the closet at New Birth. So it kind of took me in an interesting direction because it was like the entire body of the church was on a 21 day fast, and on the 20th day, you know, all shit erupted, and I decided not to go to church on the 21st day, which was the Sunday, and I stayed my ass home. I was like, you know what, the news don't look good, and these little boys coming out, and the church is upside down, and there's freaking cameras everywhere, and I was like, I will not be going to church, and I will not be going back to church for a long time, you know.
I remember that.
Like, I just, it's just ugly. It's ugly, and it's ugly all the time, you know. It's politics, and it's ugly, and it's just, and it's really crazy because when I first came to Georgia, I started going to Creflo Dollar's church. And then I see something on the news the other day where Creflo Dollar said that to throw away all the books and all the tapes and everything that you ever heard about tithing. And I was
Yeah,
but you done made your millions.
That part.
You know what I'm saying?
So nobody else
get
money. Yeah, nobody else get money.
Right.
Me. My brother was talking
about
that.
No. Don't tie it anymore because that's not the thing. You know what I'm saying? Tithing is the Old Testament concept that has been retired in the dispensation of grace and which Christians should now be living. I want to start off by saying that I'm still growing and the teachings. How are you still growing? After all these years and all these millions and now all of a sudden, okay, no more. You guys don't need to give me another freaking dollar. I'm good. Well, can we get some of that money? Shit, back.
Okay, so to kind of channel what CB was talking about earlier, what is the difference between getting people to blindly follow you to commit suicide and blindly follow you to give them their last dollar? The answer is nothing. It's rhetorical, but the answer is there's no difference. And that's exactly the point. I think that a lot of us, look, I think every one of us at some point, we say we came up in the church, grew up in it, because most of us had parents or grandparents especially that's all they knew how to do. That was their salvation. That was their way out. It's all they knew how to do. So church was their activity. It was their way to escape everything going on. I think a lot of us, we know better now. And there's actually supposed to be a law that, have you ever heard of separation of church and state? Like in this United States, the two are not supposed to, they're not supposed to intermingle. Yet they do. And again, we get into all of
they intended for it to. They wrote. I mean, how much sense does this make? First of all, because when we talk about this part, I get discombobulated, because how the hell are they going to have that statement that you just said and then turn around and print a dollar and put "On God We Trust" on the bottom of it?
Guys, let me say something real quick. There is some hella thundering going on outside right now. So if all of me goes black and I don't come back on, you guys know why. I ain't never heard. Did y'all just put my hand over my head? I was just like, that was scary to me just now. Like, it was just a little too loud.
No, let me, like, if it doesn't hear, then we'll worry. If it doesn't hear.
If you want to be safe, send me a dollar.
The prophetess CB. See, right there.
The Lord loves a cheerful giver. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. So if
I
you want to be
myself
saved,
all the time.
If
oh, come
you
on,
want
man.
All of
come
your
on,
problems solved, send
so
me a
would
dollar.
You be interested? So would you be interested in hearing what the 10 most dangerous cults are?
Yes. And what are you going to create, CB? What are you going to create? Some freaking, what kind of juice you going to create for the people to send them when they send you that little $1 nasty tells?
Nah, it's
going to
be
the
church of the farm.
When you send me your
dollar, Jim Jones deuce.
I will send you with my mind blessings. But you have to really listen for those blessings. You have to close your eyes and feel those blessings.
Keep listening.
I'm sending you. I'm teleporting a hug to you. I hope you can feel the squeeze. If you don't, send me $2 because you didn't send enough.
Right. She's a terrible televangelist. And you got to get more Jimmy Swaggart on him, girl. You ain't getting your Jim Baker on right. You got to get your Tammy Faye on.
You reminded me of Mr. Popoff. Popoff. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
No,
yeah,
the Creole.
I got that water. I fell for the dead water, too. I did. I have to admit. I fell for the water. I got the water. That stuff was nasty, and it smelled funny. And I didn't get any extra money, but I was told that I didn't give enough, so I needed to send more for the water to work. So
yeah,
that
she
was
probably
advertising, and it is that.
You bought
that.
She was able to pop off.
You actually bought the Peter Popoff water.
I did for $25.
Okay, so I told you guys what was going to happen.
That just means your internet is whack. Don't be blaming it on nothing else. Your internet
Yeah,
trash.
Your internet just went. You froze with a smile. You froze with a smile.
Yeah, it's
I didn't
all down here, guys.
I couldn't say.
Hey,
that's
okay. You're still on the phone.
Send the dollar.
Mimi okay. Ass gonna be tired.
We just can't see you. We can still hear you, but you just can't see you.
You didn't believe. You didn't send the dollar.
You didn't give Crystal a dollar, so your ass is grass.
Watch Mimi
put on. Mimi gonna put on a slip and a shawl on Sunday this week and shit just because it is. Watch. She gonna be in there in white pants and leather shoes.
Wait a minute,
no,
wait a minute.
I ain't.
Here's something funny. Here's something funny. And, Roger, you're going to understand this the most because everybody else doesn't know about this place. But, Roger, you will understand this the most, and this will be funniest probably to you the most.
Oh, boy.
But you made the comment about the crypto money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how come we was in the sixth the other night.
Oh, boy.
902.
Yeah.
And this chick came to the bar and tried to pay with some, tried to pay her tab with crypto crash.
No.
Wow.
Really? Here's what's amazing about that. I am proud of her for trying, but you do realize you're on Prospect. Now, for people that are not from Kansas City, Prospect is basically the equivalent of Martin Luther King Boulevard on any damn street in any city. So you're on Prospect trying to pay in crypto. They still got bars on all the windows. Come on. Cut this shit out.
Good.
You got chicken
good,
places,
good.
Check cash, and liquor
Prospect, stores. Prospect might as well be Crenshaw Boulevard.
Right. But I'm proud of her. I'm proud of her for having... That, you know, that at her disposal. I'm very proud of her.
She literally pulled out.
Yes.
She literally pulled out a physical crypto coin and set it on the bar.
Well, that just means she was drunk because there are no physical crypto coins. That means she was drunk.
Really?
And that's fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, there are absolutely none. There. It's not. It's really. It's a number. It's a number like you have a fingerprint or social
right.
security number. They do that for media purposes
exactly.
to give you something
exactly.
to wrap your mind around. So the fact that she actually did that is kill. And she was drunker than we were, and I know, you know.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
Unless she had
wow.
a nugget, a gold.
She was at least 9 months pregnant.
Oh, she was probably sleep deprived then on, you know, meth and everything. If she was
that
up in 02,
baby.
Brother.
And she was driving it like it was hot.
No, man.
That's
come on,
got
man.
That's
I told you the bartender. I said that baby going to fall out in a minute.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's how she got in that situation. George, I'm
doing
curious
too
to know.
Much.
She would
read,
have been in a better situation
top.
If she sent me the dollar. She would have been in a great situation. She would have double the blessings if she sent $2.
Not two, really?
Which would make
not
three if she sent a dollar plus two extra dollars because she believed. Then
that's their private school math.
I would have $3 and she would have blessings. That's special. You have to believe. The Lord loveth a cheerful giver.
Of course.
So send me $2 with a smile on your face.
I can see it. I give all the time. I give advice, and I give people the opportunity to get the hell out of my way. I'm a cheerful giver with that. That's about all you get, you know. I give you a chance to move.
That's why everybody's stagnant where they are. They need to send me the dollars, and they'll get the blessings. They will reap what they sow. But you got to believe, and you got to give me your dollars. And your world will be wonderful. It won't be upside down. It will be right side up. It will be flat.
Go to your room. Go to your room. Go to your room.
The world is round. It's not flat.
That's that. Now that's
send
that's
me a dollar and
flat.
I will prove it to you. If everyone sends me a dollar,
you gonna fly
I can prove
in one
it
direction.
To you. I can prove it. But you got to send me the dollar. And there are no refunds. Let me repeat. There are no refunds. So if you don't get your blessing, you're blocking your blessing. And
don't
you
blame me.
Have to figure out why you blocked your blessing. But if you send me $2, maybe I can help you unblock your blessing.
You missed one button, George. You missed one
there
button. Roll it, roll it, roll it. Right. So what? You got the list? Let me get the list.
Okay. So
we have
number
together,
10 on the list.
We have a believer.
Number 10 on the list.
$2. Your blessings
is,
are unblocked. You're going to be blessed with abundance. I predict that within the next 30 days, if not sooner, you are going to have a windfall of cash coming from every angle. Yes.
I believe it and I receive it.
You got to believe it, sister. You believe it. You believe
right.
it. You believe it.
That's
there
that
are no
cool.
refunds.
She didn't have her own Jesus juice. And that was the problem here right there.
Mm-hmm.
Up in there drinking all the damn communion wine
thank
and shit.
Thank you, sis. Look at God. Look at God. See, you didn't believe. Y'all didn't believe.
You know what?
Good Lord.
Back to the topic.
The spark
go back
to get
the topic
a fire going.
Well, I'm trying
to
get there, but it won't stop.
I'm
he lit the spark. It only takes one spark to get a fire going. See, you didn't believe.
If you know, but you know what? I can't see. All right, I thought you said it takes one spark to get the fire going. I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm. It only takes a spark to get a fire going.
It takes one spark to get your curl burning. And then you got to get off
spark,
commercial.
Okay.
One spark to get a fire going. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you want to sing. It's fresh like spring. You want to pass it on. Yes.
Yeah. No.
I'm just saying.
Hey, you know what? Superman has left the building. Like I said, she laughing. She's going to get her ass beat up by an 80-year-old Southern Baptist woman that jumps in her car next time. She's going to beat shit out of you with a cane. You don't think she's listening?
If so, she's going to be standing there waiting to give me her dollar because she believes.
Mm-hmm.
But even
so
though
that
was
said,
a demonstration. But that being said,
that was
a demonstration. That is how these evangelists pull you in. All it takes is one person to start believing, and then they encourage another person to start believing. Think about the Jehovah's Witnesses, for example. Their whole thing is built on ministering to other people, trying to pull other people in to talk about the good news. And they leave you their pamphlets, and they knock on your door early Saturday morning or early Sunday morning or early any morning. And you know what they're there for. We have learned to hide from them. But the point is, all it takes is one person to believe. Think about the Mormons. Now, South Park did a great parody on the Mormons and what they believe. And basically the whole thing in a nutshell, and I have been to the Mormon church. I visited. I was privy to learn at some of their Bible studies. And I can honestly say, I hope I don't offend anyone, but if I do, oh well, that the stuff is just that shit crazy, like seriously.
So
Joseph
I have a
Smith,
question.
Who is yes?
And again, I get where you're going. I go to Utah a lot, believe it or not. What makes I don't want to put anybody out there or anything like that. I don't know what any of us observe now versus what we observed when we were younger and things like that. I know the majority of people that I know were obviously raised some type of Christian, but Christian, that's a very broad spectrum. That being said, you know, again, you can say Baptist, Catholic, blah, 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 but Presbyterian, but they're all supposed to be just about, you know, the vast majority of the practices in this country somehow revolve around Christianity, but that's because Christianity in and of itself was one of the biggest cult-like pressings on the world years ago. See, people don't want to talk about that. They love talking about the Holocaust. They love talking about all kinds of other things. People don't want to talk about the quote, the Crusades. That was, you know, the 11th century through the 13th century, and the shit that the Roman Catholic Church and all that did, hey, girly, to push Christianity was crazy. It was amazingly crazy. So you know, again, what makes one practice better than the other? What make, or do you agree that all of them have some nuttiness to them, or you go some are just a little more left field than others? So we're talking what's a cult versus what's, I guess, organized religion, or what's an acceptable practice. I'm just asking, like, what makes one better or worse than the other?
I would say it's what you're raised on. Number one, like you just said, just to piggyback off of that, when you're raised Seventh-day Adventist or Catholic or Baptist or whatever you're raised, everyone as a collective believes in a higher power in every religion, no matter what religion you're into. Everyone believes the same thing to an extent. It's called by different names, believed by different things, rituals, different things, you know, they practice different things, but everyone believes in a higher power, number one. So that's what brings religions together as one big collective, because you all believe in a higher power. Even if you don't go to church and you consider yourself an atheist, you still believe in something. You might not call it the same thing. You might not acknowledge it the same way, but you believe in something. Because not to say that it's common sense, but it's common sense. That where there's good, there's also evil. We know that there's a balance of two in the world. One cannot exist without the other. And that is the truth. Good cannot exist without evil. Evil cannot exist without good. It's got to be that balance has got to be there for things to work, you know?
I think it's all a business. It's just all business to me.
Believe it or not, it is a lot of business. Like Chris was saying, good versus evil, I mean, that yin and yang and Taoist religion, I think what's interesting is atheists, like agnostics, believe pretty much that any and everything can coexist. That's the difference between, like, say, an agnostic. Atheists don't believe in any higher power. They believe in freedom of choice. They believe we just are. That's what's interesting. I used to make a joke all the time. I go, atheists don't believe in anything, but during sex they still say, "Oh God." So who are they talking to? But if you think about it, yeah,
only you, Roger. Like only you.
y'all can use that one. Y'all can use that one. You're welcome. You're welcome.
You did it.
But the thing is, if it's not hurting, we always say, well, if it's not hurting anybody, then it's okay. Even look, there have been African tribes that believe in female circumcision. There have been other groups that Mormons believe in polygamy and multiple marriages.
Over there, sewing these females, sewing them up.
And so again, if it's believed wholeheartedly that this is something otherworldly, sacred, higher level, whose place is it to say not to do it? Now, that is, if we consider that mutilation, yes, I know, I'm just saying, what is the difference between, you know, tithing your 10% and having to go to church every damn day of the week to prove your devout, you know, belief system, or, you know, having more than one wife, or touching little boys on a pee-pee, or, you know, I mean, there's a whole slew of differences amongst each of these practices. And so that's where all the fights and holy wars and all that shit come into play. Who's right, who's wrong, you know? And the Muslim faith, which is the single largest practiced religion on the planet, it's not Christianity by any stretch. It's Islam. But they obviously believe two things. They believe, one, if you die in the name of your belief, then you're going to go to heaven, which is why they don't care about killing themselves when they kill other people. And then they also believe that you'll be met in heaven with, I don't know, 30, 70, however fucking many virgins that they say. Second of all, who wants to deal with one virgin, let alone 72? But again, I'm a grown man. That being said, that's why I don't dump on anybody's belief. If it works for you, fine, but keep it there. Keep it right there. So I think that's what's interesting. We look at it from the standpoint of how much damage outside of your circle is being done. Then we kind of give you a label. You know what I mean? But with that being said, I still want GG. Hit this list. I want to know who – do you have – I know you got the list, but do you have what they've done or what they're accused of?
Yeah.
Because I'm curious about that.
Right.
Okay.
Well, in the list, this list is going to name the top 10 cults that are extremely dangerous for humanity. And and on each cult, it gives a – I guess there's a brief description of what they do and what they believe.
Mm-hmm. So, that's what I want to know. Let's I want to know that.
And number 10 on the list, number 10 on the list, you all right, Mimi?
Yo, I don't like being spooked like this. I don't like lightning, thunder. As a child, I've never liked it. Like, I'm
so
literally
4th of July
sitting,
was
you know,
just
like,
horrible for you.
Do what all Christians do. Jesus know your heart, girl. You okay? You ain't in trouble?
No. No, before you go into this, let me tell y'all the crazy story. And so for 4th of July, I go up to Stone Mountain Park, right? It's a big deal. Okay, you're going to have the fireworks,
mm-hmm.
all the stuff, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So I go over there.
Mm-hmm.
I get my ticket. I go back to the car to get my bag because I was like, okay, I don't know where the building is, this and that. I got to get my ticket. Okay, get my ticket, go to the car, get my stuff. I caught a case of anxiety because I don't like crowds. You would think that I do because I used to sing with bands and travel. So you would think that the crowd thing is like, oh, shit, that's a, I hate it. So I go up there specifically to watch fireworks, and then I jump in the car and I came home. I missed the fireworks because I just had anxiety. Saw the amount of people out there. I was just like, I can't do this shit. And I didn't. And it was just interesting. But anyway, just to tell y'all, you know, just to let y'all know, I got certain phobias. You know, a lot of people is one of them. I don't do it. This is perfect.
The other one apparently is thunder.
Yeah, you
apparently.
Thunder. That's what it is. That's all it is.
What you said?
You Sinner.
Okay.
All right, damn it, George. So, read the list. Shit.
Okay. So
this one here, praying for money. I'm over here going through my psyche, sitting over there drinking, and he's trying to read a list. Read the list. I'm sorry.
All right. So to start us off, this number 10, most extremely dangerous cult to humanity. Number 10
mm-hmm.
is no longer in existence. I don't even need to read what it's about. The Branch Davidians.
Why not?
The Branch Davidians, led by David Koresh.
Yeah.
Read by David Koresh. Everybody knows about David Koresh and the Branch Davidians.
Yeah.
Hell, the FBI blew their ass up. Killed all 80 of them. So that's number 10. Now, here's something really interesting. One of the newer ones. This one is relatively new. It is called the Church of Euthanasia. Started by Chris Cordia in Boston. This is a relatively new religious cult. Apparently, the cult is devoted to restoring the balance between humans and the remaining species on Earth, and excessively forbids its members to procreate. You know what that means, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that means
trouble with rubber.
You can't have no babies.
No cheering.
That's what that
no
means.
Cheering.
No children. This cult They have four chief doctrines. Their four chief doctrines are suicide, abortion, cannibalism of already dead people, and sodomy. It's a sexual act that doesn't lead to procreation. I mean,
four food groups.
Yeah.
The four food groups. Damn.
So.
Wow. Damn.
The slogans of the group are: save the planet, kill yourself. Wait a minute. Wow. Hold on, it gets worse.
I like that.
Eat a queer, fetus for Jesus. Kill your fetus, not your pet.
Jesus.
Eat people, not animals.
Damn.
Turn off. The only slogan they got that I like is turn off your TV and think for yourself.
Oh, my God.
That is the church of Jesus.
They're only number nine. I don't want to know what number one is. Good night.
Man.
Listen, I eat ass. I do some other things to the ass. And if it's gay ass, I eat and kill it. And it's good. Hey, they off the chain. Man.
That's
hey,
crazy.
What's up, Trey?
What up, fam? What's going on, family?
Most dangerous cult, number eight, Heaven's Gate. Heaven's Gate is a UFO religion, come Doomsday cult, founded in the 1970s. Apparently, the founders of this cult claim that they have arrived on the Earth in a UFO from another world. They also urge their members to shed every attachment to the planet to be eligible for another level, as the Earth
they
was
also
believed
did a
to
massacre,
be wiped
didn't
clean.
They?
Yes.
Didn't they do a massacre?
In 1997, the bodies of 39 members of the cult were found by the police. They have committed mass suicides, believing that it would take them to an alien spaceship that was behind the comet of Hale-Bopp, which in turn would take them to another level.
Mm-hmm.
They went to another level, all right.
I remember that one, too. The '90s was good for culture.
Now, number seven, I don't even need to read about. I'm just going to tell you, it was the People's Temple. And for those of you who don't know who the People's Temple is, that was the cult founded by Jim Jones.
No.
So we know what happened there.
Yeah. Another massacre.
Tell people.
918 people drank the Kool-Aid.
The Kool-Aid, baby.
Temple.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Drink the Kool-Aid, baby.
Hey, guess what flavor it was? Red.
Number six is Aum Shinrikyo. This is a Japanese doomsday cult.
Really?
The cult that believes in an impending apocalypse, founded by Shoko Ashera in 1984. Their belief system is this cult is based on elements of Indian Buddhism and Tibetan Buddhism. Interpretations have made this also equivalent of a terrorist organization, claiming their main agenda is to get rid of sin. Ashura claimed that he could transfer his followers' spiritual power and ultimately take away their sins and bad deeds. The cult was responsible for carrying out deadly Tokyo subway sarin attack in 1995 that killed 12 and maimed 1,000.
Damn.
Wow.
People are serious,
now,
right?
Yeah.
Here's another one. The Barbarian, number five, is the Barbarian Illuminati, founded in 1776 by Adam, I ain't going to try to say his last name, Wahashapoop something, I don't know. This cult is one of the main Illuminati groups. Apparently, this cult was opposed superstition, religious influence over public life, and abuses of state power. Imagine that. Illuminati dealing with state power. They still doing it today.
Allegedly, there
are many big shots in this cult who control world affairs by masterminding events and planting agents in governments and corporations in order to gain political power and influence the establishment rule of a new world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Not surprised. Number four.
Yeah, we'll call it the Illuminati for short.
Right, exactly. So, number four, realism is the name of this cult, also known as real alienism. This is a UFO religion. They believe in the existence of extraterrestrials, entities flying UFOs, founded in 1974. They believe that life on the Earth was created scientifically by extraterrestrials and prophets like Buddha, Jesus, etc. are just an alum. Realism strives for world peace, sharing democracy and nonviolence, and also has a very liberal attitude towards sex. The founder of this cult, Claude Bohan, also known as Real Claims, claims to be in touch with God. According to this cult, through mechanisms like human cloning and mind transfer, humans can achieve eternal life. Imagine that.
I know someone who is very, very closely related to that. What's funny is there are a lot of things that they talk about that I think a lot of us now can get on board with, but you just don't want to call yourself a staunch member of that particular faction. There's a lot of talk about those types of events right now. So that's interesting that it's considered a cult, because thus far you haven't heard of them doing too much. It's just the belief system, I think, is what kind of maybe makes that list interesting, because that's a very common theme going around even right now. So that's why, like, my eyebrow went up when I heard that. I was like, I've heard a lot of talk about that recently, all of the above, you know, not to mention the gratuitous sex part. I'm sure everybody's on board with that, but, you know, sex with aliens, whatever. What's next?
So, okay. Number three, the most dangerous cult of humanity, is the Children of God. This severely twisted cult, founded by David Berg and is also known as Family International, is devoted to put it bluntly, pedophilia and sex. The followers of the cult believe that sex with children was natural and right, based on the belief that apocalypse is coming, doomsday cult. This cult uses flirty fishing, using of sex, to get new members for it. The children who are born as a result of flirty fishing were referred to as Jesus babies. Rose McGowan, the American actor, escaped from this cult and revealed some of its brutality later. It is rumored that the female members of this cult are forced to go into prostitution and sex slavery.
I didn't know that's what they were called, but I've seen a little bit of her story, she said it was heavy. Basically, again, sex slavery was the whole premise of this cult. They just dressing up pimping, that's all.
So, the number two, the second cult most dangerous to humanity, needs no explanation. It needs no introduction. And coincidentally has a picture of Donald Trump posted right next to it. is number two. Number two is the KKK.
45.
Number two.
Yep. 45.
Now,
very, very, very dangerous.
Everybody grab hold of your seat.
It was 45 that attacked the Capitol on January 6th. 45.
Okay. Well, everybody grab hold of your seats on this one, because this cult, this is the number one most dangerous cult to humanity.
Okay.
And this is, there's a picture of a man standing at a podium representing this cult. And the picture is a picture of Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And the cult,
yep.
And the cult is Scientology.
Yep.
So the infamous Church of Scientology was formed in 1953 by the writer L. Ron Hubbard.
Mm-hmm.
Arguably one of the most richest cults, with high profile members like Tom Cruise, it has remained controversial since its origin. This religious cult is based on the idea of clearing the human psyche of negative emotions and memories and bringing out its full potential with intense therapy sessions that often rely on the use of lie detectors. Claimed to be based on scientific research and facts, Scientology is known for its official litigations and murky ways of shutting up its critics and apostates alike, often by killing them. Rumor has it.
Rumor has it. See, right there. Rumor has it.
So there
That's
you go.
Crazy. That's crazy that they actually could fucking usurp the throne from the KKK. That's amazing. The fact that because they come off as so smiling in your face. That's the thing. Like, I know Scientologists. I personally know them. But they kind of go back to, like, the God's Children, you know, group, in the sense of their belief about, you know, extraterrestrial boundaries and beyond Earth and things like that. And, again, I'm not knocking that hustle, but about the fact that a lot of them believe that they're from somewhere else other than Earth, that they are temporarily inhabiting Earth, and that they have a higher knowledge, a superior sense of being. I mean, it's real. But here's my thing. If it's really, really real to you through and through, does that make it real or not? I mean, it's the proverbial question, are we in the matrix or not? So for people who truly believe they are whatever or whomever they say they are, if it's their reality, like, how do you dispel any of that? If you can't sit there and tell, you can't convince. Look, when they say, like, I'm not calling anybody here crazy. I don't think I am. I'm calling everybody and nobody. But crazy people don't know they're crazy. So if you see somebody walking down the street with a pair of headphones and ain't plugged in and some fucking pull-up socks to their knees and, you know, a bow tie on dancing, that's their reality. So do you feel bad for them, or do you embrace the fact that, like, shit, they're living their best life because they're free? So a lot of these people,
they are living their best life. They're eclectic. You know, that's how I think about people today. When I see them dressed all crazy and shit, I just be like, yeah, that's a free individual right there. Like, they're really,
that's the reality.
You know what I'm saying? They're right to do whatever the hell they want to do. That's what they're doing on today. You know,
so the thing is, some people have the ability to convince other people to follow their line of thinking and logic. Does it make them bad? I think we think once people die, then all of a sudden it makes them bad and they become a cult. Once, you know, if you have to die to endure this kind of stuff ahead of time, that's different. Otherwise, it's just a practice, and we look at them like, yeah, they're weird, but let them do what they do. Let them live. But the minute, people die, especially in mass numbers, we go, hey, that's, I think death is probably pedophilia. I think those are the two things that really, really push push it over the edge and tip it over into, you know, cult versus religion, belief system, whatever. It's just that part of it. But don't think the Baptist Church and the Catholic Church and shit, probably synagogues too, haven't shut some people up by any means necessary, especially when there's, like, scandal and things like that. So, you know, just saying.
Okay. Let's see what our in-house counselor, Michelle Bracco, has to say about it. She sent us a video, as she does every week. So let's hear our counselor's perspective. Here's Michelle Bracco.
Good evening, everyone. Michelle Bracco. And I want to thank CB and the boys for allowing me to come and share in the discussion about how religious groups may share similarities with cults. So this one I kind of take a little personal. I want to share an experience with you. I feel personally that they can have similarities because a cult is something where a group of people might be following one person or a particular group that might be leaders in a group, and they follow whatever the mantra is for that particular group. And that's basically the simplest form of how a cult basically operates. And when you think about religion, you don't necessarily think, well, that's a cult. But if you really look at the definition of what religion does, their operation is basically the same thing. They have a group of people that are following one individual or a group of individuals that are sending a message that the rest of the group should follow or agree to. And when I speak of my personal experience when it comes to religion, when I was adopted at the age of 8, my adoptive parents were actually part of the Jehovah's Witnesses, which is a religion that I'm sure most people know about. And part of their religious beliefs is that they abstain from blood. They believe that it's wrong to take it and that the Bible says it's a sin if you receive blood or blood transfusions or any kind of blood product. And the reason why I disassociated myself from this religion was because, unfortunately, I'm going to try not to get emotional, my adoptive mom, when I was 15, she got diagnosed with leukemia. And 2 weeks after diagnosis, we had to watch her die. And it was difficult because at that time it was, what year was it? It was in the early 90s, maybe late 80s. And so this part of the cancer development wasn't as advanced. But they did have certain medications that they were trying, and they did say that giving her a blood transfusion may prolong her life. And because of the religion, she refused. And because she was very devout to her religion, to the religion, and therefore we lost her. And for me, that was really hard because, one, I had already just been adopted at the age of 8, and then I had to watch her within 2 weeks be taken away from me at the age of 15. So you can imagine how hard that must have been. And therefore, for me, the similarities for that particular religion had a cult-like basis because there's leaders telling the rest of the flock that you can't take blood because the Bible says so, and therefore, basically, she died because of it. And even though that may be an extreme example, it is an example. I mean, today with religion, we see just very recently that even though there's supposed to be a separation between church and state, no, there obviously isn't, because a lot of the newer laws and the things that are being taken away as far as civil rights are all based on religious purposes. Abortion has now been outlawed,
mm-hmm.
and it's on the basis of we're killing life. However, it doesn't coincide with everything. Like, the government doesn't coincide with everything, because when a woman is pregnant, she's not considered, the baby is not considered to have life, according to the government section of the IRS. You cannot claim that child until it's breathing and born. And there's other aspects that just don't coincide together. And so when you think about it, the religious view is abortion is a sin. So they have a lot of people, obviously, that agree with that and therefore abolished it. And in that choice or in that aspect, you have to look at it as that's very similar to what a cult does. If you don't follow the aspects of what or the message of what a cult is saying, then you're sinning or you're doing something wrong. An extreme version of that is the KKK. They believe that any minority is an abomination to the world. And even today, we see that it's in full action there. They abolish or take away what they believe isn't real, and they have other people that agree with it, even though there's no actual basis to it. A cult doesn't have to have an actual basis. You just have to have a mantra or a message that others agree with and go along with. So in the religious aspect, there is the similarity. It's just what they do is they kind of put it in a box with a pretty little bow. Because if you think about it, any religion, whether it's Christianity or Catholic or Buddhism or the many other religious aspects that are out there, technically they're all quote-unquote a cult, because all a cult is a group of people following the message or the mantra of a leader or a group of leaders. So it's simplistic. And it's not to say that it's necessarily bad, but yes, in my aspect, in my experience, religion is very much like a cult or can be a cult. There are some religions that are actually called a cult. And what we have to do as a people is recognize this and have your own opinions. Like, I'm not saying that you can't be a part of a religion, because that gives comfort to a lot of people. Religion gives comfort to a lot of people. But religion should be a personal choice and a personal aspect. It shouldn't be one that's forced on other people to the point where it takes away other people's civil rights. Because at the end of the day, religion is a choice. Just like anything else, making choices in your life is a personal thing and should not be controlled by any government, man, woman, child, any being, any thought process, any aspect. Nothing should have control over an individual's choice. So in my conclusion, I say that I agree with the notion that, yes, religions can be cults, and some of them are actually cults, but the takeaway is have your religion, have whatever makes you feel good about your morals and your choices and who you are as an individual. But just remember that everybody should have the same respect, and no one is better than the other to take away the civil rights or the choices of individuals. Thank you for listening and have a good night. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Stevie and the boys. You're doing a great job, and I am so proud to be a part of your show. Thank you.
All right. I think she nailed it. She nailed it. And that had to be tough.
There you have it.
As a child.
And, you know, she touched.
Like that.
You know, she touched on something that I thought to myself was really powerful. It was a hell of a statement. You know, a pregnant woman can't claim a child.
Right.
That's true.
Right.
And you know how much expenses go into pregnancy? I mean,
yeah.
I'm just saying.
As a matter of fact, a woman can't claim a child until the baby is 6 months alive within that year. So if the baby is 4 months old, you can't claim them till the following year, like the following year. Yeah.
That's just horrible. You know, I never even knew that part.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Can't claim a baby.
The baby has
had to have been in existence for 6 months and residing in the same residence as the parent if they're going to file their taxes. If that child
no
is 5
kidding.
Months old, you cannot file them.
Wow.
Yep.
See how things play out. The spin goes to the advantage of the dealer, if you will. So the people that make the rules and laws, they have to, you know, spin everything in their favor. You have to keep it, but you can't claim it. We can collect on it, but you
right.
can't. Amazing. But, you know, that's what happens when you know, when we're part of the game, but we didn't create the game. So that is interesting.
Yes.
And like what you mentioned about Jehovah's Witnesses, I have those in my family, and I know other people that do. I think each religion is interesting
yes.
because of, like, let's look at Islam and things like that. I think a lot of religions came out of necessity, believe it or not, because given how old most are, it was usually a need for something, i.e., look at people that don't eat pork or don't eat, you know, meat or don't eat certain plants or whatever. It probably came out of necessity because during that time, people might have been ingesting whatever and dying because they didn't know that they were eating something at the wrong time or whatever. You know, they didn't eat tomatoes in Europe for years because tomatoes were believed to be poison. Well, it wasn't that. It was the acid from the tomato mixing with pewter glasses that was killing people. But they didn't know that pewter leaches out, you know, toxins. So they
mm-hmm.
made tomatoes illegal, or they said they were, you know, vices of the devil and things like that. You have to understand, we have so much knowledge now, we can kind of scoff at a lot of things. But when people didn't know any better, they thought thunder and lightning was caused by the gods bowling up in the clouds. So we laugh at that shit now, but in Greek and Roman
mm-hmm.
mythology, that was real until someone figured out how, you know, electrically charged, you know, ions and things like that make these occurrences happen. So
mm-hmm.
I, that's why I think we try to respect people's belief system even if we don't agree, because if you come from a part of the world where one thing is more prevalent than the other, that's your norm. If you come from a place where there are more women than men, it's normal to marry more than one woman. If you come from a place where, I don't know, mental illness roams rampant, it's normal to, you know, to have a child bride or some goofy shit, but we don't see it like that. So we come down on people for their practices because we've learned how destructive some can be. But, again, I challenge any of you guys to change your thinking. Matter of fact, change your thinking on this right here. The same way we're talking about how crazy practices are, let me change your opinion on why cults are bad. If I tell you cults aren't bad, they're great. There's no way I can convince anybody on this panel that cults aren't bad. But here we are kind of doing the converse of it by going, hey, look, they did this and they did that. They have to be bad. What if that's part of God's plan to thin the herd and purge the wicked? See, we don't know, so you have to respect even if you don't agree. And I think that's kind of, you know, that's the sticky, the gray area when it comes to this, because I don't think you're right. Any violation of anyone else's life, personal space, or you know, pursuit to happiness, I don't believe is right. But again, there are some people that are like, hey, survival of the fittest, to the victor go the spoils, all these other cliches that mean, hey, if you can get it and take it and achieve it, it's yours. If not, you know, then be done
mm-hmm.
with you. So it, one thing for sure, it keeps life on this rock interesting. We'll put it like that. But I can't fly with a lot of it. Yeah. And that's why we have screwdrivers.
Right.
I was about to say something, but it would have sounded so bad. I had to call it to myself. But yeah.
Why are you stopping? Why are you stopping swallowing?
Some things I can't say. I can't say certain things.
You might as well have said it. You already didn't say it. You implied it. See, right there.
I'm being politically correct right now.
With your shot, huh? The hell you are.
I didn't take it tonight. I'm taking it now.
There you go. Now you caught up.
Yes, I am. The thundering and all that stuff knocked it off. That's what happened.
Well, it's interesting. I learned about the whole the blood. They have bloodless transfusions and things like that in the Jehovah's Witness faith. And it's interesting because, like I said, I have family members that are part of that particular faith. And so,
did you say bloodless
transfusions they have now? Don't ask me how they do it. I don't know if it involves plasma or a substitute. I forgot. I'd have to call and ask. But they do have bloodless transfusions because, like Michelle said, back in the day, people were dying left and right because you have to choose between your faith and your life. And if you think I'm going to be tainted and I'm never going to achieve whatever their afterlife is or whatever the case may be, then people will choose, hey, I sacrifice my life. So I think that is interesting because we can't tell somebody what to do when it comes to their life. We just selfishly want that person to be here as long as they can be. But if it's something they don't believe in, I mean, think about it. You know, I don't think any of us would be any different. That would be like if I told you you need a kidney transplant, but the kidney that I have to give you happens to be HIV positive. Well, you got a chance that you won't get full-blown AIDS. You got a chance that you will. You're going to sit there and go, probably not going to do it. There you go. It doesn't matter what the stipulations are. It boils down to what you can live with yourself. And so I think it's interesting because I think my aunt and myself have to be the only two people that will actually open up the door for someone like a Jehovah's Witness and say, come on in, let's talk and hang with them because I'm not afraid, not worried that you're going to convert me. I'm going to have a good time with it. I love talking to people. I
yes,
want to know their opinion.
Yes, yes,
so
yes. I've done it.
Yeah. Come on in. Sit down. I really have. And be like, what's up?
I was already an adult when we did stuff like that, like had conversations with them because they like the challenge. They like to show mm-hmm. you know, where this is this or this is that or whatever the case is.
Sure.
And what just happened? Can you guys still hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Yeah.
I lost like the entire – okay. Something just happened, but it's okay. We're all on the same side. Okay. It's something that George is over there doing and you just freaked me out. But anyway,
exactly.
Yeah, so
your game face just went out the window.
When we were young, when we were young, we used to run them off. You know, if they came to my mom's door and she was not home, oh hell, we had a field day running them off. But as I got older, I was like, you know what? I just need to have conversations with them because you know
mm-hmm.
it's okay to talk to them because they just got a different belief than we do. You know.
So
at the end of the day, they're pulling these little places. They're pulling, you know, little chapters out of the Bible. And I'm going, this is the very same Bible, you know. You're just pulling mm-hmm. a scripture and you guys put a little twist to it somehow.
It's their interpretation. You're right.
Yeah.
I have learned that what I think separates them from a traditional Christian or someone in that particular faith is they wholeheartedly feel like they have a working knowledge and having studied the Bible more thoroughly than other groups. And I have been told this. It's like, yes, everybody has it. They may have their own derivation of it, but they feel like they have an understanding that other groups don't have and that they are so thoroughly, you know, knowledgeable in the Bible that they can be they can be very smug about their approach because they have working knowledge of it and they understand the Bible better than other people. Here's where I throw people for a loop. I was raised the same as you guys probably when it came to Christianity and things like that. Like I said, I chose my own path when I got to be an adult. The one thing I say is you can still have whatever belief system you choose to have. You can believe in God. You can believe in whatever. But the one thing I do when people start quoting Bible scripture and shit at me, I tell them all the time, that's cool, but unless you can translate like Farsi or something like that, I don't really care, because that's a book that was stolen, rewritten, and edited by Europeans, Anglicans, white folk, which means believe
32
half
of them.
What you see. Yeah, believe half of what you see and none of what
them.
You hear. So, you know, you can be as knowledgeable as you want with that particular book. It means nothing to me. Good for you. You understand it. It means nothing to me. That's not what things are based on to me. You have to. It comes from somewhere different. I said it. Damn it. I'm glad they kicked in because I just said it. What's up, family?
Hey, but it's interesting you say that because the Bible was interpreted by 32 scholars. Every Bible, if you read the preface, it tells you that in the preface of the Bible.
And here's the thing.
32 scholars.
What was a scholar back then? What was a scholar back then versus a scholar now?
You see
now?
What I mean?
So,
you see what I'm saying?
So that's very subjective, and no disrespect, because if I were to go back to the Wild West, I'd be a damn doctor, a dentist, and all kind of shit just based on some of the bootleg things I've done in my garage. So I'd be a cold piece. But a scholar then versus now is vastly different. So I tell people all the time, please don't take offense or take it. But when it comes to that book doesn't do shit for me in terms of holding weight with me. It's about what comes into you, what you truly believe, mm-hmm. what you choose to practice. And I will not disagree on anything you choose to believe with your heart and practice. But if you hit me with what the Bible says, well, shit, I read an Archie comic that told me some shit, too. I learned words from Bugs Bunny. What the hell are you telling me all that about? I mean, people don't like that because people get scared. But I ain't scared of a book, and I ain't scared of somebody that wrote it. So, you know, let's get down. That's real.
Hey.
So we got like 4 minutes left. So I found a two minute video that explains the whole bloodless transfusion and bloodless surgery
okay.
thing.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'd never heard of that. I'd never heard of it till you said
okay,
it.
Okay, so let's go.
Hit it,
honey. Now you got 3 minutes.
Every year in the U.S., patients receive 21 million blood transfusions. What if there was a better solution with significantly improved outcome?
So nearly every surgical procedure involves some degree of blood loss. And traditionally, we give patients blood from the blood bank. However, another option exists, which is called bloodless medicine and surgery, where we use alternatives to transfusion.
Techniques performed before, during, and after surgery result in minimized blood loss, faster recovery, fewer infections, and quicker discharge. Bloodless medicine eliminates the need for blood transfusion, thus avoiding the dangers of allergic reaction, contamination, and the possibility of receiving the wrong blood type. Before surgery, medications and nutritional supplements increase hemoglobin levels, which helps your body handle blood loss during surgery. A process called hemodilution temporarily replaces a portion of the patient's blood with fluid, lessening the impact of blood loss during surgery. Tools and techniques used during surgery include anesthesia processes to safely lower blood pressure, harmonic scalpels clot the blood while cutting the tissue, cell salvage machines collect lost blood, wash it, and return it to the patient. Hemoglobin monitors reduce the need to collect blood samples to be sent to the lab. After surgery, medications and techniques can minimize bleeding and improve oxygen in the blood. Often after surgery, blood must be drawn to run follow-up testing in the lab. Microsampling requires one-tenth the amount of blood traditionally drawn, reducing the amount of blood patients lose by almost 90%. At Johns Hopkins, our team of highly trained experts have been providing patients alternatives and peace of mind for years.
Okay. Anyway. I choose to eat right, drink lots of water, fruits and vegetables, and take care of myself. Eat some bullshit.
Also, let me say that the video that you guys have seen, we do not own any of the rights of any of the videos, any of the visuals that you've seen tonight. Anything that has been shown or displayed is for purely educational purposes.
Or entertainment, depending on how you call it.
So anyway, guys, we got 1 minute.
It's got to be educational or you get flagged.
Gosh. Anywho,
cover your ass.
It is. I'm wearing
it's been
something.
Sweet.
I'm wearing it.
One love. God bless. See you guys next week. Same time, same place. Mwah. One love.
My ass is covered today. See? I'm wearing pants for once. Love y'all. Be cool. Take care of yourself. I'm out.
Peace, love, and hair grease.
Thank you so much, guys, for rocking with us tonight. We come to you every Wednesday for your midweek motivation. Hopefully you've been motivated, inspired, and you've had a whole lot of fun. So without further ado, it's been real. It's been fun. But unfortunately, our time is done. But as always, shout out to everyone who has supported us. Don't forget to visit our YouTube channel, CB and the Boys. Don't forget to visit our website, cbandtheboys.org. Don't forget to check us out on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other podcasts. We're basically everywhere, guys. So check us out everywhere, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, CB and the Boys. Check us out. Like us so we can do more and bring you more. Shout out to BTS, who is continuously doing great things. Shout out to J-Hope for his first single, More. Forgot to upload it, so we'll be playing it tonight and next week, definitely. It's a rock anthem.
Hey, they ain't a group no more. They ain't a group no more. They don't count.
I beg to differ. BTS forever. All right. Only me and some of our army understand that.
Ain't no Blue Notes no more. Hell, me up without the Blue Notes. They ain't a group no more.
Right. Ignore him. He had too much to drink. He knows not what he says. Forgive him, Army. He knows not what he says. BTS forever. Chelsea, take us home is BTS and for you. And we will see you guys next week, where our guest will be Mel Love of Link to Link. So look forward to that. If you guys don't know who Mel Love is, Google him. He is the one, he works with Bad Boy, and he is the one who gave Biggie Smalls his name. So look forward to that. Got a big show next week. So we will see everyone next week. Same time, same station. And to take us home, here's BTS and for you.
Roger, Roger, your ride is here.
What's with the song?
If I never met you.
Baby, don't you worry. 우리가 걷는 이 길이 모두 다 길이 될 테니 If I never met you 난 어떤 모습일까 Baby Every time I miss you 꽃이 돼버린 그 말 You're the best friend for the rest of my life oh. 하나 둘 셋 우리의 합, 잊지 못할 모든 순간 All night long 나를 책임져줘 flower 덕분에 not out now 위로해준 너에게 무수한 말 그게 날 만든 거야 그래 넌 나의 젊음 또 나의 청춘 고마운 밤 내 자랑 내 천국도 love
저 방이 깜깜했지 깜깜했지 그 사이 난 줄기 한 줄기 정말 그대의 소장이야 참 한 게임에 우린 빛났어
기다려줘 또 넘어지고 일으켜주고 늘어지기도